halftime for sports here on KNKX, and Sounders fans will have another chance to celebrate the team's MLS Cup title on Sunday. There will be a special ceremony before the start of the home opener against the New York Red Bulls at CenturyLink Field. But KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the team's slow start this season.
Art, it seems like we were just talking about the Sounders winning their first ever MLS Cup, and here we are, two games into a new season.
I know. What happened here? There is no offseason, I think, for MLS. Fans may remember that they were celebrating their first championship in mid-December, and 7 weeks later, back at training camp. The season for championship teams gets extended deep into what is normally the offseason when you don't win. Both general manager Garth Lagerwey and coach Brian Schmetzer were trying to tamp down the expectations for the start of the season because there is a fatigue factor, and one of the major priorities in their offseason roster rebuild was to gain depth. They wanted to add players who could help give the starters some rest because it is such a short offseason, and they've already played two games. They've had a loss and a draw, but they have to get up to speed very fast because the season actually does wind up going very, very quickly, especially when you're behind. And the Sounders knew that last year.
Right. Well, another challenge they have is reintegrating star forward Clint Dempsey into the team.
Right. The irony in all of this is that their best player was out. Dempsey left the team in August when he was diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat. He's received treatment, medication now, and everyone anticipated that he would come back relatively slowly. Well, that didn't work quite the way they thought it would because he played 90 minutes in the first game and 90 minutes in the second game. So that whole drama of how do you deal with your best player who's now 34 and had a health issue for the first time, playing a big role, and he played very little with their star midfielder, Nicolas Lodero, who was the difference maker in the on-field production last year. He led the rally from ninth place into the playoffs and eventually the MLS championship. He and Dempsey have had very little time together, and the two of them need to integrate with Rookie of the Year Jordan Morris. So I think fans should keep an eye on how Dempsey integrates. That's going to be the drama of the season.
So they're reintegrating him. We've got some other veteran favorites who are back, but there are also some new players, and Sunday will be their home introduction.
Right. Ozzie Alonso is still back. Stefan Fry is in goal. Brad Evans would be with the team, but he's out with a leg injury, and he'll be out another 3 or 4 weeks. So those veterans are still around, but they had to get younger, especially with American players, to get some depth. And so they really needed Harry Shipp as a midfielder from the Chicago area. He's only 25, and Will Bruin is a 27-year-old midfielder that they've added who have had MLS experience but are not international players. And they are going to be joining a young guy from the University of Washington, Christian Roldan, who got a lot of minutes last year as a rookie. And they are the future because they've got a number of guys over 30, like Chad Marshall and Roman Torres. By the way, Torres was suspended for the opener because he was a bad boy in the second game and was called for too much violent action. He's the guy that scored the final penalty kick that won the MLS Cup. So in Seattle, he can do no wrong, but in the MLS eyes, he's going to be sitting out Sunday. But anyway, the Sounders had to get younger, and eventually they're going to have to get tougher and better as the season goes. This may be a slow start, but they can't let it get as slow as last year because repeating that rally is not going to happen a second time in a row.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.